WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day and a good Friday for those who observe. But we are going to have our fun Friday as well. Today's question will relate to Easter. We'll get into that in a little bit. But of course, the phone lines will be open. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. Although it is Fun Friday and I do try to keep things lighter, I do understand, too, that there are things that, you know, people want to talk about. There are things that people need to talk about. And so pretty much anything is on the table. We can continue our discussion from yesterday if you want. As you heard Mike Roberts mention in the news, ICE has responded to some of the accusations that have been made against the way that they handled things. And I hope that I was clear, or maybe I didn't even address it enough. But I don't blame the individual agents if these things had gone wrong, because I don't think that they were doing anything outside of, you know, what they're instructed to do. I think the policy is the problem. And I think the approach is the problem. The just grab everybody and we'll sort it out later approach. But yeah, we can talk more about that if you want. Also, Brian had a very interesting discussion last night on Freedom Fools. If you missed it, the podcast, I just published it, should go up probably within the hour or so. And they were talking about this issue of male athletes playing in girl sports at the high school level. And I just want to address a little something that I think is lost in the conversation. So first of all, they were talking about it in, you know, not in the realm or the scope of transgender athletes, but rather, you know, just a boy who wants to play field hockey is basically what they were focusing on. And a lot has been made of that incident where the Dighton Rehoboth player suffered significant injuries in a playoff game a couple of years ago, and I don't want to belittle that at all. I mean, it was a significant thing that happened. However, and I have held on to this for quite a while. This is the position that I've held on this. That was not a boys in field hockey problem. That was a that boy in field hockey problem. Because boys have been playing field hockey for 20 years prior to that incident. I covered many years of field hockey where boys were playing on the girls' teams and people weren't injured. And that could have just as easily been a, you know, 6'2", 200-pound girl on the other side of the side of the ball. I don't know how you would say it in field hockey. Says the guy who wrote about field hockey for years. But, you know, on the opposite team, that could have been a, you know, 6 foot, 200-pound girl who could have leveled this girl as well. It wasn't a boy versus girl issue. It was a that boy versus girl issue. And should we have to expect that a boy playing field hockey would hold back a little bit against female opposition? Well, yeah. The same way that I would expect that, you know, in basketball, the 6'2" kid isn't going to bulldoze the 5'5" kid. There are ways you can easily beat that kid without having to run him over and knock him down to the court. And in fact, that would be an offensive foul. And that would be the wrong way to play anyway. And that's what I think is lost in this, is people are up in arms over this. Where were you 20 years ago when boys started playing field hockey? Now, I heard it from a few coaches, older coaches who are more, you know, traditionalists. But I didn't hear it from many, many people. As I'm writing articles about boys playing on girls' field hockey teams, I used to write the weekly field hockey notebook, where I would talk to all the coaches and find out what's going on with their teams. And it wasn't really a thing. Like, it wasn't a big deal. It was at first, and then it was, look, boys are playing on field hockey teams, and then it wasn't. The same way, it was a big deal when girls started playing on boys' ice hockey teams or even on boys' football teams, and then it wasn't a big deal anymore. And the kids don't care unless their parents make them care. So I think that this argument is an offshoot of people that are all up in arms over trans athletes. For whatever reason, they can't bring that fight locally, probably because there aren't trans athletes playing on their team, or at least ones that they're not aware of. Or maybe they don't want to be perceived as being transphobic. So instead, they focus on something that's been the practice for decades and that nobody really got upset about prior. And the solution isn't to have a boys' field hockey league and field a boys' field hockey team, because there's not enough interest. But in this, and really what this is an offshoot of more than anything, is it's an offshoot of specialization in sports. You know, when you were younger, and even when I was younger, kids didn't play one sport all year round. They played whatever sport was in that season. So in the fall, you probably played football or soccer. I mean, I guess the difference would be, you know, track athletes. Track athletes are doing some kind of track and field throughout the course of the year, whether it be cross country in the fall and then indoor track in the winter. And, you know what I mean? So, like, that's a little bit different. But for the most part, kids were playing football or soccer or field hockey in the fall, golf in the fall. Winter would be basketball, hockey, indoor track. Oh, I should have also mentioned volleyball in the fall as well. Didn't mean to leave volleyball out. Then the spring would come around, baseball, softball, tennis, lacrosse. And then in the summertime, you would, you know, play whatever you played. And so kids were getting a more rounded athletic experience. But now we live in the era of specialization, where a kid likes a sport. Also, swimming is a winter sport. I'm trying not to leave out any of these sports. And swimming is another one where, as boys and girls teams around the country can't field enough people to participate, they've combined the teams. They might not compete in the same races, but they've combined the teams. But now we live in the specialization era where if a kid likes hockey, that kid plays hockey year round. And so in the fall, they play on the field hockey team to keep their hockey skills fresh as a tune-up for the ice hockey season. That's why boys started playing field hockey. I know because I interviewed them. I talked to them, at least, you know, the ones 20 years ago. And I would specifically ask them, you know, do you have to hold back? What is your approach? What is your mindset? If you're running down the field with the ball and there's a 5'2" girl standing in your way. And they always had, you know, what we would consider to be the right answer. Going to go around them. Not going to go through them. But you had an issue where you got a boy that went too hard, that might have had a coach that encouraged that kind of play. You know, these are the problems, not the overall aspect of it. Because the minute you say, I don't want a boy to play on a girls' field hockey team, well, then you can no longer have a girl play on a boys' ice hockey team or on a football team. And then you're taking away their equal access. So it's not a policy issue. It's a people issue. Anyway, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in on that, you can. But it is Fun Friday. We will have your first Money Talks cash code of the day in the 8 o'clock hour. And then a code every hour throughout the rest of the day, all the way through 5 p.m. 10 chances to enter to win $1,000. Brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. We also have, today is the final day that we are giving away tickets to see Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. These are standing room only tickets. I held on to one pair as we were giving them out all week. I held on to one pair that will go to whoever comes to my window. You'll be entered to win this one last pair. So come down to the window and hold up a sign, wear a t-shirt, sing a song, something to show me that you want to get those tickets, and I'll get your information one way or another. And we'll enter you in for a drawing we'll do after the show. And if nobody comes down, then we'll just pull one more name from the people that entered online. And as always, Tim's Tickets on WBSM brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. So you could win tickets today, you could win money today, you could have all kinds of fun on Friday, but our Fun Friday question is going to relate to Easter. And Easter is one of those things, we can talk about this over the course of the morning, where I think a lot of people celebrate it differently. You know, the folks who are observing it as the religious holiday that it is, you know, they probably have kind of a standard tradition. But for people like my family growing up where it wasn't a religious day, things get a little different. And people have different traditions. So what would happen with us is we would wake up. If I remember right, when I was little, the Easter Bunny would hide our Easter baskets and we had to find those. And then the Easter Bunny would hide some eggs around the house, plastic eggs that when you open them up, you'd find maybe a little toy or some money inside. And then we would all kind of get dressed, you know, take showers, get dressed, head out, and we would go to somewhere kind of nice for Easter dinner. I remember one year we ended up at, I can't think of the name of it. The steakhouse there, the one in Saugus, but not the Saugus one, Hilltop. We weren't on the Saugus one. We were at the Braintree one. We went there one Easter. We used to go to a place called Linda May's. You know, it was just a little bit nicer than we would have gone to on a regular Sunday dinner. We ate out every Sunday when I was a kid. I could probably count on one hand the number of times we stayed home on a Sunday and had dinner at home. So we would go out and, you know, have that slightly fancier experience. And that was our Easter. Well, and visited our grandparents. We went to my mom's parents' house every Sunday. So then I found that there were people who didn't have to look for their Easter baskets. They just woke up and their Easter baskets were right there. Oh, well, that's different. And then when I started dating my former wife, her family gave Easter presents. And I had never heard of Easter presents. Like, we would have a few things in our basket. Like, you might get a football in your basket or maybe like a baseball hat and t-shirt of your favorite team or something. Like, there would be like toys in your Easter basket. But I had never heard of people actually getting gifts, like Christmas, like a mini Christmas. But that's how they did it. So I think people have different traditions. But my question relates to the one thing we probably all had as part of our Easter: candy. Candy's been a topic a couple times here on Fun Friday. But what had to be in your Easter basket, and what was the worst thing in your Easter basket? So what was your favorite Easter basket item, and what was your least favorite Easter basket item? And I'll tell you mine coming up. But right now, we've got to go into a break, and then we'll get the news from Mike on the other side.
An emergency landing after an in-flight dog bite. Bear sightings across the Northeast increase. And President Trump holds an Easter service at the White House.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The son of a sheriff's deputy accused of shooting and killing two people, wounding five more at Florida State University yesterday. The FSU police chief said the gunman is a current student at the school and has been apprehended. The deceased were not students. Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil says the shooter used one of his mother's guns in the attack. It happened near a crowded student union building in Tallahassee at lunchtime. President Trump says his administration is fighting what he called anti-Christian bias. In the U.S., Trump held an Easter prayer service Wednesday night in the Blue Room of the White House, attended by religious leaders like the Reverend Franklin Graham and White House faith advisor Paula White Cain.
So there's so much to celebrate this Easter. This is really, I hope, going to be one of the great Easters ever, because we have something going that I don't think this country has seen in 100 years.
Trump also promoted his new White House faith office as Holy Week continues. The White House held a Passover event yesterday to celebrate the Jewish holiday that ends this weekend. President Trump is extending the federal hiring freeze for another 90 days. He signed the executive order yesterday, ordering no federal government positions to be filled until mid-July. No new jobs to be created unless directed by the administration. The freeze will not apply to military personnel or positions related to immigration enforcement. Bear sightings across the Northeast and New England becoming more popular as temperatures start to rise, including one scene outside of a Connecticut mall. Andrew Whitman reports.
The bear, spotted in the parking lot of the West Farms Mall in West Hartford, Connecticut last Friday, was not happy. He or she, seen on video, sprinting towards the mall doors, which sent shoppers scattering, then away from the doors and even more scatter and screams. Officials were finally able to shoo the bear into the woods. Where else? They say it was probably just waking up from hibernation and was looking for food.
An American Airlines flight forced to make an emergency landing due to a service animal dog bite. The plane was going from Utah to Texas on Tuesday, but was diverted to Colorado Springs, where it was met by an emergency crew at the gate. A spokesperson for the Colorado Springs Fire Department says the victim was rushed to the hospital. It's unclear if police or the FBI have launched an investigation. North America's oldest car show returns to New York City this weekend for a 10-day run.
The New York International Auto Show opens to the public on Friday at Manhattan's Javits Convention Center. In terms of attendance, it's the biggest one in North America after launching in 1900 under the New York Auto Club banner. Experts say it's the best place to find out what's hot and what's not if you're in the market for some new wheels. Subcompact electric SUVs from Kia and Hyundai are expected to get a lot of attention. So is the BMW X3, a small but powerful SUV that runs on gas.
Americans have conflicting views about the effects of artificial intelligence on society.
According to a new poll from Quinnipiac University, more than 40% think AI is going to cause more harm than good in their everyday lives. More than 50% think it's going to cause harm in education, and nearly 60% think it will harm advances in medicine. More than half see it leading to fewer job opportunities. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A former Pentagon official who found himself at the center of controversy over his role in the removal of a webpage honoring baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson has announced his resignation.
Former Defense Department spokesman John Elliott said he turned in his resignation Wednesday because he wasn't interested in a secondary position at the Pentagon. Elliott caused an uproar last month when he was linked to the removal of the Jackie Robinson post in an effort to purge DEI content from the website. The page was restored shortly afterwards with a statement claiming everyone at the Defense Department loves Jackie Robinson, as well as the Navajo Code Talkers and the Tuskegee Airmen. Debuting with the Brooklyn Dodgers on April 15, 1947, Robinson officially broke baseball's color barrier. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the White Sox tonight at 7:10. Sunday, the Celtics take on the Magic for the first round of the NBA playoffs at 3:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It might be chilly this morning. Temperatures in the mid-30s, but at least it's a sunny start. We're going to keep it that way for a little while longer. Clouds move in the afternoon, but temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s, some spots in the low 60s. I'd call it a win in terms of the numbers. But again, the clouds come in, and we could even see a stray shower or two later in the evening. Overnight, a couple of showers not out of the question heading into Saturday morning. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So I had mentioned our fun Friday question for today is, what candy had to be in your Easter basket and what one was the worst in your Easter basket? So my answer might be a little controversial. I mean, what candy had to be in my Easter basket is not controversial. Probably the number one candy in America. Certainly the number one candy in the United States, in Massachusetts, in the last few surveys of different holidays. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. But interestingly, for Easter, I liked getting, and Easter and Halloween, I liked getting those little bite-sized ones. The rest of the year, I don't want those. Unless, like, I go over somebody's house and they have them in the little candy dish on the end table or something, but generally, like, I want a full-size Reese's. But for holidays like Easter and Halloween, I like the little bite-sized ones. The worst candy, this is where it's going to get controversial. The Hollow Chocolate Bunny. And there's a reason for it. Because so often, the chocolate on those bunnies are inconsistent. Sometimes it's really good and they're tasty. Sometimes it's gross. And there's no rhyme or reason as to, you know, it's not like it can be like it's a brand, because most of them don't even have brand names on them. Like when your Easter bunny is out looking at the chocolate bunnies to put in there, The Easter Bunny isn't like, oh, well, well, this brand is the chocolate bunny that most kids prefer. No, they don't even say it on it. And in fact, if the Easter Bunny goes and buys one of those pre-made baskets from the store, do they still do those? I remember when, you know, you'd walk into a store and in Easter time, they had like the whole wall of the different baskets with stuff in them. And, you know, you didn't know. Usually had cellophane over it. You didn't know if the what the chocolate bunny was in it. But they always had one. They always had one big chocolate bunny. And another thing that I found out about the chocolate bunnies. The larger the bunny, the worse the chocolate. I don't know if that was everybody else's experience, but that was certainly mine. So, normally, that would be kind of the last thing that I would go for out of the Easter candy. For a long time, you know, that was kind of my go-to first because I'm like, well, it's Easter. I should have the Easter bunny on Easter. And I know what a lot of people are going to say. We're going to get a lot of votes for the worst thing or the best thing, depending on your outcome, would be marshmallow Peeps. I didn't dislike Peeps as a kid. I didn't love them, but I didn't dislike them either. Now, as an adult, I don't think I've had a Peep in a long time, but I think it would just be too much sugar for me. The marshmallow part I can deal with. It's the sugary part on the outside. But one thing I did do when my son was little, I did put a marshmallow Peep in my coffee once on Easter. That was a nice little treat. Probably wouldn't do it again, but it wasn't bad. Right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, you can see what Gazelle did with some Peeps. I guess someone had posted, the owner of Lexi's Road Dogs in Westport, her father had posted on Facebook something about a Peeps hot dog, you know, wrapped in Peeps. And Gazelle went down there disappointed to find out that that wasn't an actual menu item, but said, can we do it anyway? And brought his own Peeps and he ate a hot dog that had Peeps as the bun. And so I knew he was going out there to write this story. I was on my way to a doctor's appointment in Fall River yesterday. And I'm getting a phone call from Gazelle, so I answer it, and telling me, I've got to try this. He's like, this will change your life. You've got to try it. I'm like, Gazelle, I'm on my way to my weight loss doctor. I don't think I can be thinking about a hot dog in the middle of some sliced open Peeps right now. And when I got on the scale at the doctor's office, it was like 4 pounds more than it was at my house yesterday morning. And I said, that's just from thinking about a hot dog wrapped in Peeps. That was also probably because I was wearing clothes and shoes, but still. So you can read about that. You can watch his experience. There's a video in there. You can see that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I don't dislike Peeps, but I don't love them either. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also this weekend, of course, is WrestleMania weekend. And if you are one who celebrates WrestleMania weekend, are you excited for this weekend? Because I'm not. Outside of like the two main event matches, I don't care about anything going on at WrestleMania. It feels like a weak card overall, which means usually when that is kind of the feeling going in, something big is going to happen. So we'll see. But I think there's a few possibilities here for memorable moments You've got this this John Cena heel turn going on. We haven't seen John Cena in a couple weeks now. But you've also got Stone Cold Steve Austin in Las Vegas this weekend for WrestleMania. The match from WrestleMania 13 with Bret Hart is being inducted in the Hall of Fame because they needed to have star power for this thing because nobody cared. And so they said, well, we'll put the Austin Bret match in and we'll get Stone Cold to come and then people will buy tickets. He also just had knee surgery. And it was expected that his knees would be, you know, he'd be physically ready to do something by WrestleMania. And his knees were supposed to be cleaned out and in the best shape they've been in a long time. Now, there's, of course, we know that he had his last match in WrestleMania in Dallas. And that's a fine place for a Texas boy to go out for his career. But he was also supposed to, well, they wanted him to come and do a run-in last year. And he couldn't come to terms with them on what they were doing. So it didn't end up happening. But maybe this year. And I'm kind of very interested in the idea of him coming out and starting something with John Cena because the two of them have never really clashed. So that's my secret hope for what's going on this weekend. Other than that, I don't know. I'm going to watch it, of course, but I'm not super excited about the card. I do want to see the main event each night, and that's about it. The rest of it, I'll just watch anyway. I'll probably be doing other stuff while it's on. 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Things go fast, 'cause I know the good things don't ever last. I like believing in what I want to. I don't like no one to tell me what to do. I like the times that we've had, but I couldn't tell you what's good or bad.
And I want to know what you like. What do you like in your Easter basket? What was the good stuff? What was the stuff that you didn't eat or tried to wait as long as you could to eat? Do you remember those little chocolate eggs? And I don't mean the Cadbury ones. I'm talking about they were like, I think they were different sizes. But they were solid chocolate and they were wrapped up in the different colored foil to look like decorated eggs. So generally, those were much like the Easter Bunny, the Hollow Easter Bunny, hit or miss in terms of the chocolate. I don't know what it is about Easter where candy companies were like, you know what? We're going to take the worst of our chocolate and we're going to just use that for Easter. Or maybe these are candy companies that only made Easter candy, but they were very inconsistent. But some of those eggs were really good. The ones that had like the little, like kind of Hershey crackle type, those ones were good. The rice inside the chocolate, that's what it is. All right, let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thanks. I'm with you. I don't know, a long time now. They just don't make those chocolate bunnies, the hollow ones or even the solid ones like they used to. I don't know. They all have, doesn't matter like if it's Russell Stouffer's or a no-name brand, they just don't have the taste for some strange reason. I don't know. The chocolate just tastes different, weird. So I stopped buying those a long time ago. As far as Easter baskets, what I've learned is that they're not even worth, the ones that are pre-made, they're not even worth buying. They are so expensive. It's like you can't even get one nowadays or even for a couple of years now that doesn't cost like between $25 and $30. Oof. And when the kids open those up, if you really look at them, there's nothing, really nothing in there substantial. You know, you get the basket and you get the grass and, you know, you get some flimsy toy and a couple of pieces of candy, which are really worth nothing, because the really good baskets, if you can find one, I mean, they're pretty expensive. So what I've found, it's just a lot easier for me to make my own.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're not difficult to make. You go, you get a, you know, whatever that plastic pail that you want, like from Walmart, for a couple of bucks. You get the grass at the dollar store. And then, you know, you can actually buy on, like, even like at the dollar store, those, they almost look like the boxes of candy that you would get at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like the, mm-hmm. you know, and so, and then you can buy, depending on, you know, if it's a girl or a boy, like, for example, for boys, you know, there are stores, many, many stores nowadays, you can get like those little cast iron cars. I forget what the name of the company is. That's pretty popular. You know, you can get like a yo-yo. I mean, there's just so much stuff that you can buy that's cheap that you can actually make a really nice, decent basket for like $25. So I know people, you know, maybe they don't have the time, but in my opinion, you know, those Easter baskets, I look at those things and they get worse and worse. I just think they're a waste of money. And my, just on this last note, my favorite actually Easter candy that I like, because they only usually have it at Easter time, is the Russell Stouffer's, like, dark chocolate, like an Easter egg, and it's got marshmallow in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like, you know, like dark chocolate with marshmallow in it. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I think the chocolate bunnies, I don't know, somehow they got lost along the way as far as what, you know, the taste is. Because I remember being a kid, I used to like the hollow ones, not the solid ones, because they were hard to eat. But they, I don't know, the chocolate, it just tasted better. It's like everything else today, Tim. At some point, you know, the quality of stuff just got lost somewhere.
My guess is that they just have it sitting around the warehouse too long, maybe. That might be part of the problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think so, but I mean, I even find like, I don't know, like Hershey's chocolate. Like, there's some Hershey chocolate stuff that, I don't know, it just doesn't taste the same. I don't know if they're using a different quality of, you know, chocolate to make it.
Could be some of the ingredients they've had to swap out.
Right. I don't know. But anyway, listen, you have a good weekend.
You as well.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And we'll talk more with you coming up. Right now, let me take my last break of this hour. All right, we are going to be going into the news in just a few moments. You're going to get the ABC News and then the local news with Mike. On the other side of that, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. Looking for your favorite Easter candy and your least favorite Easter candy. And, you know, the caller brought up something that was also one of my least favorite things of an Easter basket. The grass. I hated that grass. It got everywhere, and there was so much of it. And you had to root through it all to find the last couple of pieces of candy.